Okay. We just got finished talking about what does it mean, Sheyadanu Hashem Elokeinu Shehashaltonu Lefanecha. So it's Gevaldik Pshat. That Yadanu Hashem Elokeinu Shehashaltonu Lefanecha means that we know because the Yoidei Dover know that the way the world works is getting to the ultimate tachlis. And Mermela, as part of the getting to the ultimate tachlis, we know that everyone's going to ultimately find out about Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, so
Does it go through the different things I've mentioned? Mm-hmm.
he's going to, I think, talk about it. Well, he doesn't talk about it here. He doesn't discuss that here. Rav David talks about that.
Well, where is it? Some back?
Yeah, it's all saving. Mean, he in the front he brings the whole Maamar straight.
Yeah.
Then he brings each chelik of the Maamar with footnotes, and then he breaks it down. So no, sorry, we're not right now. He made Tzarek Shateda, Shafapi. Shiyisro mitzad atzmam, varim nivcharim umekudoshim umutarim ba'atroisov. Yisbarach, hinei ad sha'olam kulei b'chol chelkav eino niskan, gam Yisrael eino magia matachas ma'alasam. So we have to realize one thing also, that even the Klal Yisrael is chosen to be that am ha'nivchar, and we're chosen to be the chosen people, and we are the holiest people. Hinei, behold, ad sha'olam kulei b'chol chalakav eino niskan, until the entire world is not complete, Gam Yisrael einam magiyim l'tachlis ma'alosim. Klal Yisrael cannot be complete either. Om mishkvar yiglam achusei zbarach mo'elamai, v'yishloi tatoiv, v'yich be'ara koroi. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala his malchus in the world, and the toiv takes control, and it covers over the ra, oz yirshu Yisrael ma'alosim b'shlemus, then Klal Yisrael becomes complete as well. B'zeh hu, and that is the significance of the next paragraph when we say uvechein tein kavod Hashem la'amecha. Tein kavod Hashem la'amecha. By Kodesh Baruch Hu being megala himself completely, that will bring kavod to Klal Yisrael and a shleimus to Klal Yisrael. Okay, now, the next thing is a little complicated. I really think that I should really print a machzor while we're doing this because there's too much.
Like saying,
What?
we can bring in, but so yeah.
They're in the front. You can bring a Roshana or Yom Kippur. It doesn't really matter. In the closet in the front.
Yeah,
On the left of the Ark of Kodesh, where it says Tashmishei Kedusha. So the next one goes like this. Uvechein tein pachta chasham lakein al kol ma'asecha, ve'imoscha al kol ma'asher barasa, ve'yiru'ch al kol ma'asem v'shachal v'nachal v'bruh v'set shemayim v'aretz, ve'yosu chulam agud ha'achas, everyone should be connected through Klai, so la'asas, so to believe of Hashem, both parts of the lave, but she done, because we know what's going to happen. Then he did not explain these paragraphs. But the point is that Hashem's name will be clear on everything. Even you're going, everyone will know. And by doing that, you'll be bringing kavod to your nation, tehillah, praises to your yireyim, and a good future. So Hashem, you're going to bring four things. You're going to bring four things: kavod, tehillah, tikva, and pischein peh. So cryptically, he says that these four things that Hashem is going to bring us at Lavoi are keneged the four oisiyos of Hashem's name: yud, kei, vav, kei, which is shebehen misatim Yisrael. Which is Klal Yisrael is covered is kayam through those letters. So in other words, there's a certain hashpah that Hashem has through each letter. When all four letters are kayam, it's the spitz hashpah of Hashem's clarity in the world. When a malik is around, what do we say? Kiyad al kes ka, melcham al Hashem al malik midor dar, that only yud and kay, those two letters are apparent, but the malik covers over the vav and nay, so not all four letters are apparent. And the two letters that are apparent through Klai, so there's Midas and Klai. So the four letters is when the entire Hanhag of Hashem is clear through Klai Yisrael, and that requires Klai Yisrael to achieve that shlemus of Kavod, Tehillah, Tikva, and Pesachim Peh. That's what he says. Can I see this? Doesn't it? See how he touches this? So, yeah. So, Yadua, so I'll just read you what he says here. Shedal Oisius Havaya him Dalad Madragus. There are four dargas. Ahav of Yira him Bez Oisius Yodin Hei. Vivove is Torah and Mitzvahs. It's the way we're Megal the Gilu Hashem through Torah and Mitzvahs. So one is to Ahav and Yira, one is to Torah and Mitzvahs. But in Yinki Bez Oisius Yod Hei, him Bashamayim Mal Bamalach HaShavas Kol Tzvayim Mal, fine. Kimish Enam Baal Yichoyim Yeretayva. And in the land, not all the letters are apparent. So basically, somehow, the four letters come out clear. He brings down from kind of a larger or similar idea when it says, Kol doidi hine, kol doidi doifik, pischili. So the, right? That we call out to Hashem, Achoisi, Ra'ayasi, Yoinasi, Samasi. Those four descriptions of our relationship with Hashem are connected to four Isis also. So when each chelek of Klai Yisrael, the kavod of Klai Yisrael is raised, when the, okay, that's kavod. What's the next one? Tehillah. So when we're praised by others, so that's Keneged Avani. Oh, so he says it's Keneged the four parts of Klai Yisrael. Chintin kavod Hashem le'amecha is the people do mitzvahs. Tehillah li'reyecha, the people that have yira. Darshecha is people darsh Hashem through Torah. Upisul melam yachal emlach is the ava, so that's the ava of yira Torah mitzvahs is Keneged the four oisiyas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how he wants to teach it. But okay, this is called drasha gives you on this, but that's the idea of the clarity that comes through those four levels. Let's read one more line here. V'hine l'shetischazek hakdusha koroi tzar shu yisal be'aretz Yisrael ki heim am anivchar v'yaretz anivcheres. Another act of Achdus, the Yisrael, is when all Klai Yisrael's kibbutz galus and everyone's in Eretz Yisrael. In addition, another act of Achdus is when all Klai Yisrael has one melech. Because then all Klai Yisrael is misachet through the melech. He's the lave of the nation. He's literally the heartbeat of the people. Right? So the real Achdus Hashem can only be nisgalit through Klai Yisrael when Klai Yisrael themselves is in a spitz matzav of Achdus, and the spitz matzav of Achdus of Klai Yisrael comes when Klai Yisrael is in one place under one melech, because that's how we're nivchar the most. So he says that's the next step. Pischapel meachem loch simcha le'artzecha v'sasim le'yirecha. That we're going to build up Eretz Yisrael, going to bring up the Malchus. ובואי נקשור עם כל ישראל לשקוש עם הקדושה, ומאיך מנתנו עם האלה חסר, הנה הקדושה מתחזק אז כרואי. And therefore it's always going to be missing in the קדושה and the אחתוס, if we're missing one of those pieces. ואומנם על פי הסדר הזה אנו מספעלים, והיינו אחר שהספעלו על איתר כללי של ישראל, after we finish discussing how we can get a full kiyum of Klal Yisrael, then we ask for the kiyum of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we continue on to Zeh Simcha La'atzeh. ואחר כך המחוף בזדם מזרח ואין צמיח אז קרן דוד עבדך וריח אז נעלו ונשעי משחיתך ויאמנו. So that's the idea, that the point is that's the spitz kiyum of Klal Yisrael's achdus, through which the achdus of Hashem can become nicker.
V'cheni, mashma that it comes after the first thing comes automatically. So
no, we're asking for another bakasha. The first bakasha is that everyone should know it, and part of that, I guess, it's all levels in it. Is that it has to come through the? That's the tikkun of the world, but we need ultimately. Is that the tikkun of the world will also bring a tikkun to Klal Yisrael. And the way the tikkun Klal Yisrael is going to happen is when we're all in Eretz Yisrael together. I don't know if it's an order here. It's all has to happen. Yeshkoach. Okay.